Thank you for calling customer support. Brenda speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to discuss a transaction from my bank account that was refunded to me. It was on there yesterday or last night, and I checked today or just now, and they took it back out, took it back off my account. Why would they put the percentage of refund into my account that they said that they were going to do, but then they take it back out?
What's your zip code, sir?
24981.
One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name, sir?
Eugene Yop.
Mr. Yop, will you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It is. One second. 3907 State Route 3 and 12, Talkett, West Virginia, 24981.
Can
Sorry,
we please? I'm sorry.
What?
Well, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I had a blank there for a second. I forgot my physical address.
Okay. Just hold while the account's loading up, okay?
Yes, ma'am, that's fine. I was just wondering, I didn't understand why the lady last night, yesterday, refunded the percentage that she could and had to keep the subscription charge.
Yes, sir. I see where you were refunded yesterday to $33.66.
Yes, ma'am. According to my mobile bank app and everything, I checked it, and it would show me where refunded.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So how may I help you this evening? You were refunded.
Okay. According to my balance and my mobile bank app, it has been taken back out. That's what I'm saying.
I don't see another charge, sir. The only thing I see, well, actually, it's not been taken back out. You probably don't even see it yet. It takes 3 to 5 business days before you will receive the refund.
That's what I'm saying also. I mean, it showed. Why would I even, you know, that thing is an even number. It's 3366.
That's the amount of your refund, sir, but you shouldn't have.
Why would I call, make a phone call, you know, out of pride or whatever? Why would I call this number up and tell everything about it being in there, credited, I've seen it and stuff and everything, whatever, and now it's gone, taken back off? Why would I do that for nothing? If, you know, it takes 3 to 5 business days, you know, and it was credited, it already showed me it credited, and now it's not. Why would I make something look like that? I mean, you tell me it's probably
because
not
you might have seen the charge pending at first, sir. And then when they gave you a refund, it's going to credit you back to $33. So,
okay, yes, okay. Yes,
so
ma'am.
The refund was done, and it might have just dropped off. The full amount of $64 might have just dropped off your statement, but your refund is due to you 3 to 5 business days.
And what I don't understand is I didn't see, it don't matter, I went through this last night. I didn't see nothing about a subscription to anything and any kind of a time limit for me to call in, whatever else, and cancel that before my charge. None of that was posted to me. I've done a $2 shipping and handling fee for a freaking box of DeWalt tools, 2 drills, whatever, from Lowe's, big 60-year... I don't see how B-Walk Lowe's can get by, or somebody can get by posting this as a scam and saying, just because I put in an entry on this, whatever, and give my freaking credit card number, how they can say that I subscribed and I didn't text one time and I didn't do this and I didn't do that, just so they can scam me out of $67. I don't see how they can get by with this. Now I see why people go postal and load up and just, oh, fuck it. Get it. Thank you for your non-service of time. And it's